Let's pray.
让我们大家低头祷告。
Father, as we turn our attention to your word, we pray that you will give us understanding and wisdom.
父啊，我们心思意念都转向你，求您给我们智慧和信心。
That we'll learn the lessons you have set for us this day.
我们可以学到您要我们学的知识。
In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
In our reading this morning in Luke chapter 1, we see the angelic annunciation given to Zechariah.
那路加福音第一章我们今天早晨读的经文，我们看到天使向加百利向撒加利亚显现。
Right after that, we see the much better known angelic annunciation to Mary.
在这之后呢，我们看到了加百利也向玛利亚显现。
Where an angel tells her that she, a virgin, will bear a son who will be the Son of God and King.
天使告诉玛利亚，她会处女生子，是神的儿子，这个儿子会成众人之王。
If we read carefully these two annunciations, we see some interesting points of comparison.
那当我们仔细地研究这两段记载的时候，我发现有一些类似之处。
The same angel, Gabriel, appears to both people.
同一个天使加百利向撒加利亚和玛利亚显现。
Both people are initially troubled.
那这两个人都很困惑。
Both listen to the angel.
他们都听了天使的话。
And then each one asks one question that seems to indicate some level of doubt.
每一个人都问了一个问题，好像显示他们内心的困惑。
Some uncertainty.
他们不太确定。
An objection why this can't happen.
他们认为天使说的话不可能发生。
Now, it's only one question is asked.
只问了一个问题。
And yet, when Mary asks the question, the angel gives her the answer.
当玛利亚问这个问题的时候，天使回答了她。
All seems well.
一切都很顺利。
And yet when Zechariah asks the question, the angel rebukes him and punishes him.
但是当撒加利亚问同样的问题的时候，天使责备了他，并且责罚了他。
Mary, who asks one question, is seen as a model of obedience.
玛利亚问了一个问题，但她还是被大家认为是非常顺服神的。
Zechariah asks one question, and he is struck mute for 9 months.
撒加利亚问了类似的问题，但他九个月都不能讲话。
There seems to be a double standard here, something unfair.
这是不是双重标准呢？是不是不太公平？
And we ask why.
我们说为什么？
But then we stop and think, and we see that there are many such examples in Scripture.
但当我们仔细研读圣经的时候，我们发现经文中有很多类似的例子。
Consider Gideon in the book of Judges, chapter 6.
那我们看一下基甸在士师记第六章。
An angel comes to Gideon and appoints him to save Israel from the Midianites.
天使向基甸显现，求他带以色列人攻打米甸人。
Oh, Gideon is just chock full of objections.
基甸有很多的疑惑。
My clan is the weakest, he says.
他说我的家族是最贫穷的。
I'm the least in my father's house.
我在我父家中是最弱小的。
But when he doesn't get out of it, he asks for a sign to confirm to him that God will be with him.
然后他向神求一个印记。
And he gets the sign.
他得到了这个印记。
So he asks for a second sign.
他又要第二个印记。
He gets that.
他又得到了一个印记。
He asks for a third sign.
他又问第三个印记。
And he gets that and no punishment.
他又得到了，神也没有责备他。
And then on the other hand, we could look at Uzzah in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6.
那我们看一看另一个人乌撒在撒米尔后记第六章中的记载。
Here David is bringing the Ark of the Covenant, it's a big box holding the Ten Commandments and a few other things. He's bringing it into Jerusalem.
那大卫王要把这个约柜带到耶路撒冷。
Now, according to the law given through Moses in Numbers chapter 4, the Ark of the Covenant is not to be touched by anyone.
那民数记第四章中记载，摩西的律法讲到，没有任何人可以触摸约柜。
Well, here they are bringing it in on a cart.
他们用一个牛车在拉这个约柜。
And the oxen stumble.
牛失前蹄。
And Uzzah puts his hand out to steady the ark. He touches the ark.
那乌撒伸出手去扶正这个约柜。
And he struck dead on the spot.
神当场就把他击死了。
That seems rather harsh.
这看起来好像很残酷。
Ever after, he's been known as Uzzah the loser.
那在这之后，大家就称他是乌撒这个倒霉鬼。
And then we have King Saul and King David.
那我们再看一看大卫王和扫罗王。
Saul was appointed the first king of Israel. He seemed to be doing not too badly.
扫罗王是以色列的第一个王，他开始做王做得很好。
He showed himself to be brave. He delivered Jabesh Gilead from the Ammonites.
他非常的勇猛，他帮以色列人战胜他们的敌人。
But now it's 2 years later.
但两年之后。
The Philistines have gathered to fight against Israel.
非利士人在攻打以色列人。
Saul has gathered his army and he's waiting for Samuel the priest to come and do a sacrifice that would encourage the people to believe God is on their side.
那扫罗征集了所有的士兵，他们在等这个撒母耳这个祭司来祭奠给神，让神来鼓舞士气。
You wait 7 days, but Samuel does not show up.
但他等了整整七天，撒米尔没有来。
And some of his soldiers are losing heart and actually abandoning him.
那有些士兵已经开始离开了。
And at that point, he takes it upon himself to do the sacrifice.
那现在扫罗把这个事情自己准备自己解决他自己。
He breaks the law.
那他这样做呢，就违反了神的律法。
And just then, Samuel shows up finally.
他刚祭祀完，撒母耳就出现了。
And he says to him, "You have done foolishly."
撒母耳非常的生气，他说你的做法太愚蠢了。
"You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which He commanded you."
你没有遵行神的律法。
"For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever."
那神本来要让你做王做到永远。
But now your kingdom shall not continue.
那现在神要把你的王国拿走了。
One strike and he's out.
好像他做错了一件事，就失去了他的国王的位置。
And on the other hand, we have David.
那另一方面，我们看看大卫王。
David broke God's laws again and again.
大卫王触犯了很多的律法。
He ate the showbread in the temple.
他吃了圣殿中的圣饼。
He was deceptive.
他非常的狡诈。
He committed adultery even.
他犯了奸淫罪。
And then he arranged the death of her husband so it would not be found out.
为了掩饰他自己的罪行，他设计处死了波士巴的先生。
And yet for all this, he was never rejected by God.
但到最后，神还是接受了大卫王。
Punished, yes, but he never had the kingdom taken away from him.
他是被责罚了，但他还是一直做王。
And then, of course, there is Jacob and Esau.
那我们再看看雅各和以扫。
Two sons of Isaac.
以撒的两个儿子。
As we read through their story, we see that Jacob is the one who uses trickery, who deceives his father to get the birthright from Esau.
那我们读到这个雅各是一个小人，他用各种各样的骗计去得到了长子的权利，也骗了他的父亲。
Yet in the end, he is the one who ends up in God's good books, and Esau is left without the birthright.
但最后他被神悦纳，可是以扫被神，拒绝。
So what exactly is happening here?
那到底是怎么回事呢？
Is God playing favorites?
神是不是偏心？
Well, that's not it.
如果不是的话。
Galatians 2:6 tells us God shows personal favoritism to no man.
加拉太书2:6告诉我们，神不偏袒任何人。
Peter in Acts chapter 10:34 says, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality."
使徒行传2:34也说，神并不偏袒任何人。
Ephesians 6:9, "Your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him."
以弗所说6:9也讲到，神不偏袒任何人。
So if it's not partiality, what is it?
如果不是偏心，那是什么呢？
I believe the answer can be found in God's design goal for humanity.
那我们认为这一切的答案是在于神对我们造人的目的。
That's the key.
这个是我们问题的答案。
What is God's design goal for humanity?
神为什么造了我们？
First, foremost that all should be saved.
那神是希望众人都得救。
Read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
提摩太前书二章三至四节讲到，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
And we read in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
彼得后书三章九节讲到，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So design goal number one is that all should be saved.
那神造我们是愿意我们都得救。
Now that doesn't mean that all will be saved.
这并不是说每一个人都会得救。
He won't force anyone to believe in him.
我们有自由的意志，他不会强迫我们接受他。
But he will do whatever is needed to make sure that each person who could possibly be brought to faith will be brought to faith.
但他会竭尽所能使每一个愿意得救的人都能得救。
Whoever is willing to be saved will be saved.
每一个愿意接受他的人都会接受他。
Even to the point where he delays the second coming so that people might be saved.
即使他要推迟他的再来，他也愿意更多的人得救。
Second part of the design goal we see in 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
那帖塞罗尼迦前书四章三节，我们看到神造人的第二个，旨意，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避邪行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification.
那神希望我们成圣。
Your holiness.
我们的圣洁。
So the two-part design goal is summed up in Ephesians 5:25 to 27.
那我们神造人的目的在以弗所书五章二十五到二十七节给我们做了一个总结。
Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
你们，做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
So, if this is what God intends to accomplish, then it stands to reason that he deals with each person individually in the way best suited to accomplishing that purpose with that individual.
所以如果这是神造人的目的，那并不奇怪，神对我们每一个人有不同的做法，这样可以使每一个人都有机会接受他。
In other words, God deals with each person as an individual one-on-one.
也就是说，神把我们每一个人看成一个单独的个体，他是一对一的跟我们接触。
If the approach or the standard he uses with different people is different, it's because each one of us is different.
如果他对我们每个人的方式不同，是因为我们每一个人都是不同的。
One size does not fit all.
同一个尺码不可能每个人穿着都合适。
God's approach to you is custom designed for you.
神为你量体定制了救恩的方式。
He doesn't use a cookie cutter where he's stamping out the same thing with everybody.
他不会用一个饼干的模子把每一块饼干都切成一样的形状，一样的样式。
Some of you may be old enough to remember the early days of television where there were like four channels and you just had to watch whatever was on, when it was on, you had no choice.
有些人可能记得在以前的时候电视只有几个有限的频道，你只可以选择这几个频道。
And now it's 400 different channels, 600 different channels. You can pick and choose what you want. You can custom design the services for yourself.
现在我们电视上有几百个频道，你可以任由自己的意志来选择。
God deals with you like the digital universe, not the old off-air days.
那神对我们的方式就像我们现在的数码世纪，不像以前没有选择的时候。
His approach is customized for each one of us because what it takes to reach each of us is different.
因为要接触每一个人的心灵都要有不同的方式，所以神为我们特别建造了这样不同的方式。
Some of us need tough love.
那有些人需要一个很刚强的神。
Others need patience and time.
那有一些人是需要耐心和时间。
And he knows what each one needs because he can see into people's hearts.
那神知道我们的需要，因为他可以看到我们的内心。
1 Samuel 16:7 reads, "For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
撒母耳记上16:7讲到，耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So why did God accept David, though David fell so many times, but not accept Saul?
那为什么神接受了大卫王，虽然他犯了这么多次的罪，但他并没有接受扫罗王。
Because David in his heart truly wanted to follow God.
因为大卫王有一颗真心向神。
He was imperfect, yes.
他很不完美。
Fallible, certainly.
他确实犯了很多的罪。
But he was a true believer who truly trusted in God, and every time he did something wrong, his repentance was sincere.
但他是一个真信徒，他真心的愿意悔改，每次犯错的时候，他都真心悔改，愿意回到神的面前。
Saul, on the other hand, was rotten to his core.
但是扫罗王却坏到骨子里了。
When he was rebuked by Samuel, he did not repent.
但撒母耳责备他的时候，他并没有悔改。
Instead, he tried to hold on to the kingdom by force.
他要用自己的力量和智慧去扶住这个国王的宝座。
He chose to go deeper and deeper into sin.
他在罪恶中越陷越深。
To the point where he committed mass murder of the priests of God in 1 Samuel 22.
在撒母耳书上篇22讲到，扫罗最后竟然开始屠杀神的祭司，他开始崇拜邪灵。
And went into occultism, 1 Samuel 28.
在撒母耳记上记的28讲到，他开始崇拜邪灵。
Why was God so patient with errant Jacob, but turned away from Esau so readily?
为什么神接受了雅各，但是并没有接受以扫呢？
Jacob needed patience.
雅各需要神的耐心。
For a long time, he insisted on relying upon himself and not on God.
很长的时间，雅各都是一个希望用自己的小聪明能够在生活中取胜的人。
But finally, as we see, he did submit, he did eventually become a man of God.
但我们发现最后他终于在神面前屈服了，他接受了神，成为一个圣洁的人。
And God knew this, and so he was patient with Jacob.
那神知道雅各会有这一步，所以他对雅各非常有耐心。
But Esau, as we read in Hebrews 12:16, was a profane person.
但在希伯来书12:16中讲到，以扫是一个贪恋世俗的人。
The Greek word there, babelos, means godless or irreligious.
那贪恋世俗在希腊的原文中，它的意思是说不敬神的，没有信仰的人。
Regardless of how moral or immoral he may have been, he was simply not interested in the things of God. He could not be reached no matter what.
不管他是不是一个讲道的人，他对属灵的事没有任何追求，神没有办法触及到他的心灵。
He had his chance, he had the birthright, but he despised it.
他有他的机会，他有他长子的权利，但是他很轻视他。
He just didn't care about spiritual matters, and there was no way to reach him.
他对属灵的事情没有任何兴趣，神没有办法触及他。
Why was God so patient with Gideon, who kept asking for sign after sign after sign?
那基甸为什么神对他也如此有耐心？他对神不停地要更多的印记。
Because he knew that eventually, finally, Gideon would put his trust in God and obey.
因为神知道最后基甸会对神有信心，会顺服神。
And that is what happened.
这是最后我们看到的。
The Bible doesn't tell us much about Uzzah.
圣经中没有更多的记载关于乌撒。
But from all this, we can surmise that Uzzah deliberately, knowingly disobeyed God's command.
我们从神的个性来看，我们可以知道乌撒当时摸这个约柜，大概是故意的要违背神的指令。
He did not, in fact, act out of a pure motive and seemed to be unreachable.
他并没有一颗纯洁的心。
So back to Zechariah and Mary.
我们再看看撒加利亚和玛利亚。
Here too, we see the solution to the difference is the fact that God is dealing with us as individuals.
那在这里面我们看到了神对我们每一个人是不同的。
And we see a different aspect highlighted here.
那我们看到这边这里面有一个给我们显示非常的清楚的。
When more is given to us, more is expected of us.
当神给我们多，他对我们的要求也更多。
And when more is demanded of us, there's more allowance from God for us.
当神对我们要求更多，他又会给我们更多。
Mary was asked to believe that she would bear a son even though she was a virgin.
那玛利亚她被天使给她的信息是作为处女她会生子。
That would require a rather fantastic miracle on God's part.
那这个当然是一个神迹。
All Zechariah was asked to believe was that he and his wife would have a child in their old age.
那天使告诉玛利亚她和她的太太在年纪老迈的时候会生孩子。
With his wife barren to boot.
他的太太是没有生育过。
That was miraculous as well.
这也是一个神迹。
But it was not without precedent. Sarah, Hannah, Rachel in the Old Testament all had the same thing happen to them.
但在圣经中不是没有这样的记载，在旧约中我们记载的有撒拉，有拉结，他们都是有这样的先例。
Furthermore, Mary was a layman and Zechariah was a priest.
而且玛丽只是一个一般的信徒，但是撒加利亚是神的祭司。
It's not at all surprising that he's held to a higher standard.
所以也就不稀奇，神对撒加利亚的要求会比对玛丽的要求要高。
And so his doubt is dealt with more severely.
所以当他有疑惑的时候，神对他有责罚。
It's not to say he was a bad man.
并不是说他不是好人。
He obviously learned from his experience to trust God more fully.
显而易见的，他吸取了教训，他对神更加的敬畏了。
Which is consistent with God's design goal.
这是神要我们生活圣洁的一个目的。
So the upshot of all this is that God considers each of us as individuals.
所以从种种的例子中，我们看到神对我们看起来是一个一个个体。
Not just people stamped out the same by a cookie cutter.
并不是像一个饼干模子，切出来的都是一样的人。
It is really marvelous and amazing when you actually think carefully about it.
当我们很仔细的思想这个方面的时候，我们觉得这个真是很奇妙。
God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, made the entire cosmos, billions of stars, just by saying the word.
那我们全知全能的神造了宇宙万物，造了众星，只因为他说了这个话，他就造了整个宇宙万物。
Actually deals with you and with me personally.
但他们把我们每个人看成一个个体。
We're not just numbers, we're not just slaves, we are not an undifferentiated mass, we're not cookies.
我们并不像一个数字，或者像一堆没有任何个性的东西，或者是像一块饼干。
We are each one of us an individual precious to God.
在神的眼中，我们每一个人都是非常的珍贵的。
Think about these things.
想想这一个方面。
Matthew 10:30, Jesus tells us the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
马太福音十章三十节讲到，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
The God who counts the numbers of the stars, who calls them all by name, knows how many hairs are on your head.
那神造了众星，知道众星的名字，他竟然知道我们头上有多少根头发。
Every one of the 7.4 billion people on the earth today.
地上的七十四亿人，每一个人神都知道他们。
And yes, the number on mine does keep changing for the worse.
那在 Pastor Torres 头上的这个数字一直在变。
The Lord who walks in eternity says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me."
那我们永生的人。许诺了，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The omniscient, omnipotent Lord says to each of us, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you, John 15:14.
那我们全知全能的神在约翰福音十五章十四节中讲到，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
Psalm 134, verse 2 says, The Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Zion. And the you there is singular.
诗篇134章三篇讲到，愿造天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你们。那其中的讲到你是你我每一个个体。
It's incredible that the one who made all these, the entire cosmos, the entire planet, should care about blessing each of us as individuals.
这很难想象我们造天地万物的神竟然愿意给我们每一个个体、个人这样的祝福。
But he does.
但他确实这样做了。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙的事?
He knows you by name.
他知道我们的名字。
He knows everything about you.
他知道我们的个性。
He loves you beyond anything you can imagine.
他对我们的爱超乎我们的想象。
And the way he deals with you is custom designed for you.
那他对我们量体定制了救恩的道路。
And that applies to the gifts he's given you.
那他也给我们不同的恩赐。
The temptations you face and the help he gives you to avoid them.
我们所受到的试探，他会帮助我们。
The trials you may undergo.
那我们的试炼。
And where necessary, the chastisement that he gives you.
那在需要的时候，他也会责罚我们。
So we should stop comparing ourselves to others, complaining if they seem to get it easier or that God is coming down harder on us.
所以我们不要与别人攀比，认为神对别人会对比我们好。
God knows what is best for us, and he will do what is best for us.
神知道什么对我们是最好的，他也会为你做出最好的计划。
The question for us then is, how are we responding to this?
那现在我们要面对的问题就是说，我们怎么样去回应神呢？
God is patient, he is calling each one of us.
那神是恒久忍耐，他愿意我们每一个人都悔改。
What is he going to see inside you?
他可以看到你的内心。
Mary or Saul?
你的内心是像玛利亚呢，还是像扫罗？
David or Uzzah the loser?
是像大卫王呢，还是像乌撒？
But the gifts that he has given to you,
他给你的恩赐,
are you using them?
你在用这些恩赐吗?
Use them or lose them.
你不用的话，就好像是失去了。Regarding
the temptations you face,
你所面临的试探,
are you fighting them or are you giving in?
那你是在抵抗这个试探呢，还是屈服了?
Are you doing better in these things?
那你是不是越来越强壮，在你的信心里面成长？
Regarding chastisement that God may send your way,
当神责罚你的时候,
are you learning the lessons from them?
你是不是从中吸取教训呢?
Because you can do it the easy way,
你可以用一种很简单的方式处理。
Learn what God wants from the Bible,
那神在圣经中对我们的启示, 神愿意我们怎么样做,
and obey right away.
马上的服从。
You can avoid chastisement that way.
这样子可能你就没有责罚领导你。
God is patient, but he will eventually act.
神是非常有耐心的，但他迟早也会出手。
Especially those who have not made the decision to follow him, it is not wise to wait.
如果你还没有接受神，去一味的等待是不明智的。
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, Isaiah 55:6.
以赛亚书55:6节，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.
哥林多后书6:2节，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
If this God so loves each and every one of us, the least we can do is accept it and rejoice.
那如果神是如此爱我们每一个人，那我们至少可以接受他。
Don't envy the way God deals with other people.
不要因别人的生活心生嫉妒。
His dealings with you have been custom designed to reach you.
他为你量体定制了你的道路。
Who are the way you are because of your choices.
但你的选择会影响你的道路。
If you don't like the way it's going,
如果你不喜欢你的生活,
the fault is not with God.
不是神的错。
You decide whether God can do it the easy way with you or the hard way.
那你的选择会让神对你更刚硬还是?
Now is a good time to resolve to do it the easy way.
那现在呢，希望我们大家都可以选择一个简单的方式接受神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父啊,
it's amazing when we think about the fact that you, maker of heaven and earth, deal with each of us as individuals.
当我们看到你造了宇宙万物，但是对我们每一个人都有这样的大爱，真是很奇妙。
Doing whatever we need, Lord, to have every chance to come to faith.
你愿意我们每一个人都可以接受你。
And to be holy.
都可以成为圣洁。
We pray, Lord, that in gratitude we may indeed do our best to achieve these things.
我们要竭尽全力来做你所喜悦的。
And please our Lord.
让你喜悦。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.